You're listening to eBay Radio. Join us in the chat room if you think you can stand honesty, openness, and eccentricity. If not, just listen to the show and forget the chat room. We're easy. Here's your host, Griff.
This segment's brought to you by Indicia, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping. Buyers shopping for holiday gifts like to know that they can return an item after the holidays if need be. That's a standard retail practice. It's a buyer expectation. Jonathan Haney is eBay's senior manager for returns experience, and he's here now to tell us all about this upcoming extended holiday returns feature. Jonathan, let's start right off with the what is question. What is extended holiday returns? And welcome back to the show, by the way.
Well, thank you so much, Griff. Great to be back. It's as simple as what you said, which is, you know, if you make a purchase in the months of November and December, so that's November 1st through December 31st, you'll have the return ability up through January 31st.
And why is eBay offering this option?
You know,
welcome, Lee.
Hey, Lee, how are you?
I'm doing good, thank you.
That's good. It's actually, I think Griff hit it on the opener, which is it's a standard retail practice. And in fact, we went out and we asked a bunch of buyers, what did they think? And over three quarters of them, 77%, I think the number is precisely, said that this is one of the things that they're looking for this holiday season, and it's going to influence their purchase decision.
So not having this is a deal breaker for a lot of shoppers.
For a lot of shoppers.
And I can see why.
And I'm sure our sellers have seen that in past holiday years.
So is as a seller, do I am I required to offer this? Do I have to to sell on eBay?
Absolutely not. It is purely an option. In that we are actively promoting it. It's on your view item page. As we go out and we talk to the buying community, we are encouraging it, but by no means are we forcing our sellers to do it. The one thing I would call out is for top rated sellers that are top rated today, in the months of November and December, this is one of the requirements to maintain your top-rated seller discount.
Right. For those items, the...
is it plus?
Top-rated plus.
Sorry, top-rated plus. Yeah. So it's the ones that have one-day handle time, and then the 14-day return policy extends to the extended holiday return policy.
So they give me all the dumb questions. Why is eBay...
No, we don't.
Why is eBay making extended holiday returns? No, this isn't dumb. You're right.
Of course it's not.
Why is eBay making extended holiday returns a requirement for top-rated plus benefits?
That's a question everyone's asking.
Well, I think it goes back to the general premise, right? So as we looked at the community and as we looked at our top sellers that are delivering excellent service, and we look at our buying community and what they're asking for, we noticed a disconnect here. And so we're coming into this program and we're adding this into the top-rated seller program really to close that disconnect of making sure that our top sellers are delivering what our buyers are expecting. That's honestly, if you cycle back to everything that's happened this year from when we announced the new standards format going on, it's really about delivering buyers experiences that they want.
Mm-hmm.
And this is just in a continuation of that effect.
So I'm a seller on eBay. I sell used apparel, mostly shirts. And I'm going to opt in on this, but not so much for the discount, but I'm planning on it helping to differentiate me against other apparel mm-hmm. sellers who are not offering it. And this could be the one component, you know, among many others, the fact that I'm an excellent seller that's going to actually get people to spend money with me is I have a generous return policy anyway, but now it'll be extended. Yeah. And when we talk about extended, that's the important thing. What are the time parameters here? Yeah. When does it start? When does it end? And how does it work through that period of time?
So as we talk about start, so let's talk about what you should do today as a seller. So
today,
Griff, as soon as you get done on the shower or maybe in one of the breaks or start ignoring me and get to your computer.
I'll do that right now.
Perfect. You can actually go to ebay.com/holiday returns. And as you go there, there will then be a link that will take you to the opt-in page. For many sellers that are using our site, it's an easy one-click button that you click on the button and it'll automatically opt in all of your listings.
And that's holiday returns.
It is holiday returns.
There it is.
Perfect. I actually, you maybe shouldn't do it exactly right now.
Why? Why not? Too late. I'm already doing it. I'm signing in, and it's, why? Is there something going to go wrong? Is it going to break?
It's not going to break, but we are in the process as we speak of rolling stuff out.
Oh, okay.
So you may not see it exactly right now, but by tonight, you'll definitely be able to go in and do it. And from there, it's one easy click. It describes the whole program. Huh. et cetera, et cetera. So
wait, tonight? It's going to be that soon?
It's going to be tonight.
Ooh,
it's that soon.
I'm so excited.
Oh. I know.
I like taking care of things so I don't have to worry about
it. So can we go over this one more time?
I know. I'm getting sidetracked. So starting tonight through really the end of December, you can opt in any of your listings. You can do it with this one-click button I just talked about. You can do it on
per listing.
As you list items, you can use the bulk edit tools. You could, if you're using Channel Advisor or other third-party tools, we have that functionality built in, and it's really up to our third parties to take it in.
Yeah.
So, but from a buyer perspective, November 1st is when they're going to start seeing this.
Okay.
So that was the.
So
I know that's where you were going.
So I have to change my listings to not say 14 days.
Well, it's a check mark that goes on top of the 14-day listing. And so November 1st through December 31st, we'll see, oh, you've got the check mark checked. We'll call it extended holiday returns.
Okay.
And then on midnight, you know, and then.
So you don't have to edit out.
And then January 1st, it's going to go, you know what? I'm not going to look at that check mark. I'm going to go look at your return policy, and I'll take it back down to 14 days.
So that's my next question. Is it January 1st where everything reverts back?
Correct.
But those items that you have checked, the buyer has till January 31st to return. Okay, that makes sense. And then at 31st, then it's over.
Exactly.
Until next year. What if I want to offer those kind of returns forever, though?
So you actually, we offer an up to a 60-day return policy.
So I can do that now.
You can do that now.
Because this is like almost 90 days when you think about
it. It's almost 90. I mean, one of the misconceptions out there that I want to help make sure that people understand is don't think of this as a 90-day return policy. Hmm. If you purchase on November 1st and you return on January 31st, it's 90 days.
Yeah, right.
But in reality, that's not where most of the transactions are going to happen.
Nah.
Most of them are going to happen. If they happen in early November, you'll likely get the returns right after December. So you should see very few returns on January 31st. The bulk of your returns will happen right after Christmas, which is logically when all the returns across everywhere else happen. And then the bulk of your sales will start in early November and then build and peak in early December, just like any place else.
I walk a thin line with this, you know. So as a seller and an employee, I know as an employee, I've always loved the return. I was part of the team that built the first iterations. But I have to be honest when talking with sellers as a seller, I actually tell other sellers of clothing, oh, don't do this. Because I know it's going to set me apart. Give me your customers. So don't offer extended holiday returns and let those and send them to me because I'm going to give them extended holiday returns. So Lee has a question.
Yeah. Are there any other best practices for holiday selling?
Yes, Lee. I mean, so Griff talked about what's going to set me apart as a great seller. And extended holiday returns is certainly one component of it. But as you guys talk about on this show week after week, it's all of those little things that come even more into play. So, yes, it's great to return things after Christmas, but making sure that you have the clear descriptions and that people know what they're getting so they can go find those unique finds is very important. Number two, once they purchase, get the item shipped and out the door. If you haven't tried one-day handling time, Christmas may be a great time to do that because those buyers are anxious to get the item by Christmas. And then as you get closer to the holiday, make sure that you can extend or delay your holiday cutoffs as best you can, which means try it this year, but offer an express service so that you can sell up till the 20th and still get the item there by the 24th. So those are a couple of the tips that I would just share as we go through it.
So we're going to take a break in a minute or two, and Jonathan has agreed to hang around for our first call-in session. So let's give the number now, so if you have questions to ask Jonathan, you can call those in right now. And our number, of course, as always, is 888-723-4630, and we'd love to hear from you. So what about the new process for offering returns that we talked about in our fall seller update in August? How does that work?
So the new process is actually, it's coming live in a week. It's starting on the 15th.
Yay!
And, you know, a couple of things actually about this, which is, you know, number one, in advance of that, we actually just lowered all of our eBay return rates on our site on about 3-4%. This is the postal system.
Oh, the price.
Reduced their pricing, and we fell right in line with that, and we were able to pass the savings along to you guys, our sellers. And then, so we'll have that available for the 15th. And then everything else that's going to be coming out next week, it's going to be structured. So everything is going to go through a single seamless flow.
So for sellers like me, I pay for all return shipping. That return cost will be less now.
That your return cost will be less.
That's cool.
So how is this different from hassle-free returns?
So the key difference really boils down to how much control, like it's control in terms of how much extra effort you want to put into it up front. So if you're in the after sale process, but you're not in hassle-free returns, mm-hmm. you're going to have to do exactly the same steps that you do today. You're right. going to have to spend as much time on it in the future as you did in the past. Within hassle-free returns, a lot of that upfront work is taken out, and we really focus on the value add of once you get the item, you really have to look at it and figure out, is this what I sent or is this what I didn't send? And as I think about, Lee, where I as a seller would want to put my time, because I'm a seller too, that's really the stage that I want to put my time at. I don't want to put my time in terms of here's my return address and here's a label and et cetera, et cetera. That's just wasted time that I could be spending serving my customers.
So we have about a minute left and we're going to take a break and then we'll come back to Jonathan. But I have one quick question. Yeah. Think about it and then answer. So there's an item condition policy that mm-hmm. we have that we for buyers who want to return an item, and it's pretty detailed. Yep. It's on the help page. Will that still be in play for extended holiday returns? And considering the terms of that, which is, you know, new items have to be returned with packaging and tags. Yep. But for holidays, sometimes people try things on and then they say, well, it doesn't quite look right on me. So what would be a best practice? Think about that. When we come back, we'll talk about it.
Cool.
This segment was brought to you by Indicia, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping. Coming up, your calls. Lee and I are waiting with Jonathan here at 888-723-4630. We'll take those when we return with more of eBay Radio.
You know what you want to do. Share your items with the world on social networks like Pinterest and Facebook. You want to get in front of that 1.5 billion people. Social Beacon from PageMage can help. Perhaps you don't know where to start, or maybe you did start but don't know what to do next, or even if it's working. As social media has grown, so has the research on what works for online sellers, and we are here to help. Built for marketplace sellers, new Social Beacon from PageMage lets you promote your listings on social networks, giving you real-time metrics so you'll know what works. Social Beacon saves you time with simultaneous and scheduled posts. And with Social Beacon's guidance, you'll be a successful social marketer and not a listing spammer. And it's free. You can share your first item in 5 minutes. To learn more about Social Beacon, go to PageMage.com. And did we mention it's free?
Listen up, Droid users. Now you can hear eBay Radio live wherever you are with the eBay Radio Android app. Never miss another broadcast. Just go to Google Play Store and search for eBay Radio, all one word. Then download the eBay Radio app for free. It will stream the show live right on your Android mobile device. That's eBay Radio, all one word, in the Google Play Store. Download the app, then call in and tell us where and how you're listening.
When eBay sellers wanted the largest possible box that would fit inside a USPS Priority Flat Rate Pattern envelope, Mark and Robin of Bubble Fast had that box created by their suppliers. It's called the Scotty Stuffer, and it's specifically designed to ship breakables like coffee mugs safely and securely. Try it and use the discount code Scotty for 5% off your entire order at BubbleFast.com. Bubble Fast has been listening to online sellers since 1999. If shipping were music, right now yours probably sounds like this. Wouldn't it be nice to go to Shipping Nirvana? Introducing ShipStation, a multi-channel solution no matter where you sell online. ShipStation streamlines your shipping process, taking you from shipping headache to shipping nirvana. Communicate more easily with customers. No more waiting in line at the post office. Eliminate copy and paste label nightmares. And give your scissors and tape dispenser a break. ShipStation lets you create up to 500 labels, even mixing and
matching carriers without starting over or visiting several websites. No matter where you sell online or how long it currently takes you to pack and ship, ShipStation can save you time and money. Some customers are saving up to 10 minutes per package. So if you're tired of shipping headaches, join us in shipping nirvana. Visit ShipStation.com today. Your account is free for 30 days.